I grant this hardship wearying to everyone. I grant the urge to go. Who can forget 1 month at sea? No more, far from his wife, will make a raider sick of the rowing bench, sick of his ship, as gales and rising seas delay him even a month. As for ourselves, now is the 9th year that we keep the siege. No wonder at it, then. I cannot blame you men for sickening by the beaked ships. Ah, but still it would be utter shame to stay so long and sail home empty-handed. Hold on hard, dear friends. Come, sweat it out, until at least we learn if Calchas made true prophecy or not. Here is a thing we cannot help remembering, and every man of you whom death has spared can testify. One day, just when the ships had staged at Aulis, loaded, every one, with woe for Priam and the men of Troy, we gathered round a fountain by the altars, performing sacrifices to the gods under a dappled sycamore. The water welled up shining there, and in that place the great portent appeared, a blood-red serpent, whom Zeus himself sent gliding to the light, blood-chilling, silent, from beneath our altar, twined and swiftly spiraled up the tree. There were some fledgling sparrows, baby things, hunched in their downy wings, just 8 of these among the leaves along the topmost bough, and a 9th bird, the mother who had hatched them. The serpent slid to the babies and devoured them, all cheeping pitifully, while their mother fluttered and shrilled in her distress. He coiled and sprang to catch her by one frantic wing. After the snake had gorged upon them all, the god who sent him turned him to an omen, turned him to stone, hid him in stone, a wonder worked by the son of crooked-minded Cronus. And we stood awed by what had come to pass. Seeing this portent of the gods had visited our sacrifices, Calchas told the meaning before us all at once. He said, "Dumbfounded are you, gentlemen of Achaea? Here was a portent for us, and a great one, granted us by inscrutable Zeus, a promise long to be in fulfillment, but the fame of that event will never die. Consider, the snake devoured fledglings and their mother. The little ones were 8, and she made 9. 9 are the years that we shall wage this war, and in the 10th we'll take the spacious town." That was his explanation of the sign. Oh, see now how it all comes true. Hold out, Achaeans, with your gear of war. Campaigners, hold on the beachhead till we take the town.